Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Confetti Bay podcast. My name is Mary Beth and I am your host. I hope you guys are having an amazing week so far. I don't know about you guys, but I need a vacation. But unfortunately, I can't really take one because in just a few months, baby boy will be here. Actually, less than 2 months. That's so crazy to say. Wow. Okay, so less than 2 months until baby is here, which is very exciting. So, as much as I desperately need and want to take time off, I'm trying to save as much PTO as possible for baby boy. So, hang in there. Thankfully, this week will be a short week because we have Friday off for Veterans Day. So, just a few more days to pull through, and then we'll have a long weekend, which is exciting. And we're officially in the best time of year, the holiday season. You guys know, if you've been around or if you followed me for a while, I am a fall girly, true and true. Pumpkin spice, all the Halloween things, I'm usually obsessed with. However, this year, I don't know what's going on. I just was not really feeling it. I barely watch any Halloween movies. I wasn't really into trick-or-treating. And I think I might be more of like a Christmas girly because I am so ready to decorate. However, I haven't yet. Only reason being is one, Brad has still been busy with soccer season, even though it's done. And I can't, one, lift any of the Christmas stuff in the attic, and two, it's like a very like steep ladder and I'm not comfortable going up there, obviously being 7 months pregnant. So yeah, and also if I sound out of breath, it's because I am. It's because I'm 7 months pregnant. I literally can't catch my breath ever. So apologize if you hear me huffing and puffing, but yeah, let me know. Have you guys started to decorate? I am going to, I think, slowly but surely, but he needs to go and grab the Christmas stuff for us. But he's been busy and we'll eventually get to it. We are hosting Thanksgiving this year at my house. My family is helping out. They're pretty much making most of the stuff. I'm going to do the turkey. That way nobody has to worry about like bringing it, but we're going to host it at our house. So Brad's kind of like, maybe we should keep like the fall stuff out and wait for Christmas. I'm like, no. But I don't know. I just wasn't really in the holiday, or I'm sorry, Halloween spirit this year. I don't know. But anyways, let's get into the episode. So I want to start doing pit and peek of the week. And I always want to try new and different segments. So if you guys have any ideas, I also want to incorporate another segment, which is going to be Mary Beth's weekly favorite. So we're going to do two little segments until, and then we'll get into like the main episode. So starting off with, we'll do peek of, let's do pit of the week. So I have just been feeling really overwhelmed and in such a good way. And I posted about this on my personal Instagram account. If you guys want to follow any of the accounts, they're linked below in the description. But yeah, I think just as each day goes by, it's like, okay, each day we're getting closer to baby Kaysen being here. And I think I'm just a little overwhelmed because I'm thinking, like, okay, we have, and this might be so silly, but I've talked to, other moms and moms to be, and it's a normal feeling of just being like, what if he doesn't like these bottles? Should I get backup bottles? What if he doesn't like this pacifier? Should I get him this type of pacifier? And it's, you won't know until that moment, and it's hard to predict. Every baby is different, so I can reach out and ask my sisters or friends, but they're gonna tell me, something different. So I just kind of need to take a like step back and just breathe and not worry about things that I don't really have control over, and things that I don't know. I don't know if he's going to like a certain passy or certain toys or certain outfits, and I can't like stress about that. So I don't know. And I think too, again, it's just each day that goes by, it's getting closer and closer, and I worry about like, did I do my maternity leave right? Is my insurance okay? Did I sign up for the right doctors for him? Like, I'm just overthinking everything. I overthink everything in general. So this past weekend, it's kind of our last weekend that we don't have anything for a while. This is such a busy time of year for birthdays for my family, and then of course the holidays, and it's just busy with the store. So this weekend I just let myself, and this is kind of the peak of the week was this past weekend. I just let myself be. I let myself feel the emotions I needed to feel. I let myself do what I wanted to do, and that was simply just relax on the couch, read my book, get worked up for the store, and be okay with that. And I think sometimes too, especially on the weekends, because I do work a full-time job and also have the store, it's constantly go, go, go. I'm at my desk, I'm doing X, Y, and Z, I'm in meetings, whatever the case may be. So usually on the weekends, I like to make plans or like to go out and about and do things and not just sit on the couch. I'm just not really that type of person. I'm kind of like a go-getter if I want something done, or I usually just don't like to spend my free time just sitting on the couch. But I did, I let myself do it, and it was so nice to just feel like I could recharge and not have to worry about plans or anything like that or meeting deadlines. I just let myself be. And honestly, whether you're a mom-to-be or you're not, listen to your body and take the time that you need to just relax and recharge. And going into this week, I felt like so driven. I've been nonstop. I didn't stop working until 10 last night. Like, I needed a weekend to just chill. And also yesterday we had our 32-week appointment. We got to do a ultrasound photo to make sure he was growing and everything. I don't want to like get into the nitty-gritty. Usually you don't do an ultrasound at 32 weeks, but we had to do one and he's looking perfect. He's measuring literally right on board. Like, he's in the 68th percentile, which she said that's what they want to see at this point. He's 4.8 pounds and he's just the cutest. And then it was very nice that we got to do the ultrasound. That was also another reason why I was feeling really overwhelmed, because I was so nervous of this appointment. But then turning that, you know, feeling and that appointment into the peak is that we got to see him, which was really fun and exciting. So yeah, that's my pit and peak of the week. And then going into my favorites, and this week favorite has to go out to Selling Sunset season 7. You guys, it was so good. I literally finished the entire season in 2 days. But one thing about me is I love trashy reality TV. Okay, so let me backtrack. I love Gossip Girl, Gilmore Girls, any show that's like drama filled. I can't get into. We tried Yellowstone in the first episode, the opening scene. I'm like, I'm out. Like I said to Brad, I'm like, I can watch a movie or a show and not like watch, but like understand it's fake when it's like a person, I don't know, like an action movie. But when it's animals, I can't do it. I don't know what it is. And I was like, I'm out. And it just was not holding my attention. I've heard such great things, but I just love like catty. Oh, like I'm a big Bravo girl, Housewives, Gilmore Girls, like I said, Gossip Girl, like those shows, and Selling Sunset. Ooh, this season was so good. I can't wait for the next one. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to talk about my goals that I have for the next 2 months, which is crazy. We're already in the last 2 months of the year. I don't get it. I really don't. I'll get dressed for the day and I'm like, no, like I don't need a coat. It's still like September. No, it's November. Like it's scarf season. It's boot season in New England, New Hampshire. And I just don't think it's hit me. So it's just crazy. But I want to do an episode. You guys know I'm so goal oriented and love sharing and hopefully inspiring some of you guys, and love listening to these episodes to also get inspired. So I want to share my goals for the next 2 months, which still so crazy to say. Now I just made kind of a quick list. There's a lot of goals, you guys, like I said, I'm a big goal girl. But there's a lot of goals that I have that are just a little bit more personal and like more about like the numbers and everything for the store. So I'm not going to talk about that, just because I don't feel comfortable like disclosing how much I want to make in the next few months and everything and our yearly sales goals. But these are just hopefully some ideas that you guys can get as well. And I can kind of elaborate on each goal. So let's get into it. So first is declutter. I've been doing this a lot lately. I think it's part of nesting, of just like feeling, again, overwhelmed, but also wanting to just get rid of stuff. I think He has a lot of stuff that's coming in, Kaysen, and we just had my shower and everything, so there's a lot. Babies require a lot. And I see all my stuff and I'm like, I don't wear half of this. I don't even like half of this. And that's something too, is I feel like I've really found my style, and a lot of the clothes that I have are from the boutique from like 2018, and I have a hard time letting go of those pieces because I'm like my future daughter, but it's like, okay, no, like just get rid of it. It's outdated. I don't wear them. Half the stuff doesn't even fit you. Oh my goodness, I pulled out a pair of jeans from the store. They're size like ones. I'm like, okay, like pre-pregnancy, these were not fitting me. So yeah, I've just been really trying to declutter and still working on it. I have a lot of bags to give to my sisters, which is always nice because even if I'm not keeping the boutique pieces, I'll ask if they want it, and they usually will say yes or no. And even if they aren't, then it's still a really good and nice feeling to donate to a women's shelter, especially this time of year. Another goal that I have is to give back where I can. And I know it's nothing crazy, but to be able to donate a lot of clothes. Like, I think I've already donated like 4 trash bags full of clothes, and I'm not even done yet. It's just a good feeling, and I want to be able to. I probably won't volunteer just because, like I said, I'm 7 months pregnant and really gotta put my energy in where I can. And but if I can donate to like a local food shelter or women's shelter, then definitely worth it. So I'd love to do a toy drive, so maybe I'll look into that for the store. But just really wanting to give back this season where I can. And that goes for you guys too, you know, maybe go through your closet, go through, see what you haven't worn this past year, and then whatever you haven't, donate it to a women's shelter. Okay, next is, of course, to plan. We're in the busiest time of year, and that also goes back into me feeling overwhelmed, for the store. And with that, I'm also trying to plan for when baby is here, so that way my assistant can kind of take over for the time being, and the store doesn't just, you know, disappear while I'm like giving birth and spending time with my newborn. But you guys know me, I am sure like the next few days when we get home from the hospital, I will be back at it because I'm just that type of gal. So yeah, just planning where I can. I really want to try and get ahead of the podcast and get episodes up and planned for, you know, the next few weeks, so that way I don't fall behind. And then next is no spending. So this is obviously really hard with the holiday season and everything, but I'm just trying to be more like just think out my purchases, especially with Amazon. The amount that I've spent this year is absolutely absurd and makes my stomach turn. So yeah, that's definitely going to be a goal for 2024 as well. But obviously, there are things we constantly need. Okay, this episode's going to be called Feeling Overwhelmed and My Goals for the Next 2 Months, because a huge reason why I was feeling overwhelmed, and there's so many different reasons, and I kind of want to share what I talked about on my Instagram story. I'm going to go on a little tangent right here, but I talked about feeling overwhelmed, and a main reason was the appointment. The second was just not feeling prepared, and I think that goes to what I was saying, like, what if he doesn't like the bottles we got? What if he doesn't like the passies? What if the diapers? Like, just thinking about things that I don't have control over and the unknown. And also just that fear too of like not being prepared for the hospital. And I just been putting off the hospital bag packing because I will like look up a video or on Google and everyone's saying different things, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, like feeling really overwhelmed. So I started making purchases for the hospital bag. Went to TJ Maxx because I thought I was gonna be able to find like a bunch of stuff there. I literally had a breakdown. The pregnancy hormones are no joke because I couldn't find anything. But yeah, so obviously, like I'm going to have to spend. I have a newborn, and there are going to be things that we don't have that we will need. But just like, do I need? Just thinking out the purchases, you know, and I think too, I read this tip with Amazon specifically, is if you were in person and you saw this piece or this item at Target or whatever, like, would you buy it? Like, Amazon is so convenient because you get it the next day and everything, but also like really thinking through, like, do I need this? So with what I was saying before, and I, like I said, I posted about this on my Instagram, had posted that I was feeling overwhelmed. I was doing a Q&A and I only got a few, but it's been happening like a lot where I'll post something and I like to use my Instagram as a way to interact and build friendships and connect with other business owners and people just that my friends and family members and whoever it may be. And I got like a few messages just saying like, oh, you're overwhelmed now, like just wait. And I think in any situation, when you're giving advice, especially on the internet, just think about like if you would have wanted to hear that when you were pregnant, or it's not even talking about pregnancy, but if it's just in any situation, like think about what you would want to hear when you're telling someone you're overwhelmed in any situation, whether it's work or life, just whatever it is, you know, a relationship. Just think it through. And me saying I'm overwhelmed, it hasn't it could be for so many different reasons. And for like a mom to message me and just say like, huh, you're overwhelmed now, just wait till XYZ. That wasn't me opening the floor for commentary or to hear your feedback. It was being honest because somebody had asked me how I was feeling, which was really sweet and nice. So, you know, just if you are that person, like even on TikTok sometimes, I'm like scrolling through and, you know, you see the comments. It's just like, why? Like, just scroll past it if you don't like it. You know, people can be really hard. And I think too with motherhood, I haven't really experienced it. Thankfully, that's like the smallest and I'll take it. I know there's some, you know, moms to be that have to deal with a lot of criticism or just opinions. I luckily have not had to deal with that, but I just was like, okay, like enough is enough. You have no idea why I'm feeling overwhelmed. I can be overwhelmed for so many different reasons. And you just like don't know what someone's going through. Just that's it. So, okay. Next, like I talked about, hit the sales goal. Which don't really need to elaborate, but obviously the next 2 months are going to be really busy for the store. My next goal is to focus on less screen time, which is hard as a business owner because we do everything through social media. So it can be hard to not scroll. A lot of the times, too, when I'm scrolling, it's really focusing on competitive analysis and looking and getting ideas of what other business owners and store owners are doing. But definitely could rail it in the screen time. When you get that Sunday notification of how much time you spent on your phone daily, it's a little like, whoa, that cannot be good for my eyesight because not only am I looking at my phone, I'm looking at my iPad and my two computer screens for work. Okay, next is to prioritize the podcast, which I don't really need to go in detail about this. We've already talked about it. But kind of fell off the wagon there with recording, but I really want to make it a priority then these next 2 months to get episodes up for you guys and also a goal for 2024. Don't worry, I'm going to do a whole goals bucket list for a 2024 episode. Okay, next is a two-parter. So one is I've been at my full-time job for God, it kills me to say it, almost 6 years. And I've not moved up. Okay. Like they offer raises every now and then. It's a great company to work for. They offer the best benefits. They have the best maternity leave. So it's a huge reason why I've stayed. I'm comfortable. I hate change. However, I need to like branch out. So it won't be until obviously after my maternity leave. And I'll probably go back for who knows how long. You know, like I'm having a baby and I don't really want to like start interviewing and focusing on new jobs, but I do need to set that goal and start looking into what my next chapter is, whether it's doing the store full time, like how I can financially do that with a newborn and a baby. Thankfully, Brad works so hard and he is able to provide if we need it, but I'm also, like I said, the type that just like can't, I hate change and I just the fear of the unknown, you know, like starting a business in itself is so scary, but also having, like, I at least have my full-time job to like rely on if worse comes to worse. But yeah, so, and then with that, I don't want to say too much. I've hinted at it a little bit before, but I want to start working on a next business venture, which you guys will hear and see more of. But if you have any guesses of what I might be talking about, send us a message on Instagram because I'm very excited about it, but it's like I need to just like do it. Okay, next, I've kind of already talked about this, but just being easier on myself and just letting myself have time to chill, not feel like I need to constantly be work, work, work mode. These next 2 months, just listening to my body and being okay with not doing anything. Because although it may seem like I'm not doing anything, I am creating a human, and that takes priority over everything and anything. So when I'm feeling stressed, like just walk away from the computer, you know? Next is to finish 3 books by the end of the year. I'm currently reading The Perfect Marriage. It's so good, you guys. I am on Goodreads. I'll link it in the description if you want to follow me. Follow me because then I'll follow you back because I'm always looking. It's like my new Instagram, like scrolling through Goodreads to see what people are reading and their reviews. But yeah, I think I can do it. I am loving the book I'm reading right now. It's so good. So stinking good. It's like has me on the edge of my seat. Okay, next and last goal. Wow, we went through this kind of fast, but this is a little bit of a longer episode. So let me know if you guys like the longer or shorter episodes. But the next goal that I have is to start prepping and planning for 2024. I like that sounds so weird. I feel like I just got used to saying 2023. But anyways, you guys, that is going to be it for this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. I love podcasting so much. I just need to get better with my time management. It's a me thing, I know. Definitely want to have more guests and guests in general on the podcast for the next or planning within the next for next year. My goodness. But yeah, I love you guys so much. I will see you next Tuesday for a new episode. Of course, if you have any suggestions or anything, leave them in or no, you can't really comment. So send us a message or you can send us an email. All the goodies and accounts and everything will be in the description of this episode. Love you guys. Bye.